We've all heard of a bookmobile, but a digital bookmobile? Interesting concept. It exists, and it is coming to Elyria tomorrow, in fact. And on the line, we have Joe Skelly. And Joe, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Let's see.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Sorry about that.
What were you like? No, I don't want to talk to this guy. I'm getting out of here. You know, and they were pushing.
How far can I run and how fast?
And they push you back. Do it for the digital bookmobile, Joe. Do it for the bookmobile. Joe, it's great to
have. I've heard that.
Great to have you on. What is a digital bookmobile?
So we took that traditional bookmobile term and we flipped it on its head. So the bookmobile is not full of physical books, but it is full of digital books. We have tablets and touchscreen TVs. It's really like an electronic playground where people can come and discover our free app Libby and gain access to thousands of titles all from the comfort of their home.
All right. So first of all, what is your involvement with the digital bookmobile?
Sure. So I plan our entire tour route. Our tour with the digital bookmobile runs from February through November, and we go all across the U.S. and Canada.
And are you traveling across the country with this?
Sometimes. Thankfully, for my sanity, we do have a person. Her name is Marissa. She travels all over for the majority of the events, but I do about 20% of the year.
It sounds like you're driving right now. Are you driving the digital bookmobile?
No, not this time.
Okay. So, I mean, what does this thing look like? I mean, let's take us from the beginning. For those of us like me who are completely confused, I mean, is it like a huge truck? Does it pull in? Where does it go? Where can we find it? Give us the details.
Sure. So the bookmobile is called a toter home, which I always say is a souped-up RV. The front of it is a semi-trailer or a semi-cab, and then the rest of it is an RV body. So it looks kind of like a motor coach, kind of like just some really crazy family who wanted to do some extreme camping. But it is brightly colored. It pulls into every event. We have a wonderful driver who takes it all over for us. And basically, at these events, we pull in, we set up, doors spread out, things pop down, and then we welcome people on. So it's air conditioned. We have Wi-Fi on board. It's completely ADA accessible, so everyone can come on board, whether you're in a wheelchair or whether you're just a mom with a stroller. Everyone is welcome on board. And, that's kind of the general look of it.
I think you just increased the people who are going to go see it just by that phrase, air-conditioned.
Yeah. Especially with the crazy heat we're expecting these next couple days.
Absolutely, and you'll be standing by the door. Unless you're going to check out some of the books, you ain't going to get no air conditioning. We're talking to Joe Skelly this morning. We're talking about the digital bookmobile. So where are we going to find the digital bookmobile here in Elyria?
So your last chance this week is at the Elyria Library from 10 to 4. We will have all sorts of, you know, fun and stuff ready for you. We do all sorts of giveaways during the day, so there will be things out that are yours for the taking. But most importantly, we can help you get set up with our free app Libby from start to finish. All you need is a device and a library card.
Well, it's going to be at the Elyria Public Library. What time?
10 to 4.
Okay, and that's going to be tomorrow, you said, I believe.
Correct. Yep.
Now, the most important thing. When folks go, what are they going to find? Explain how the app works. Explain what they find.
So they're going to find their gateway to hundreds of thousands of ebook and audiobook titles. Now, that's, of course, the big, broad statement. But, you know, the first thing, they'll find that brightly colored bookmobile. They'll come on. They'll check out. They'll see book recommendations. And they'll see a lot of people who are excited to help them. So if you have a tablet and you're new to start and you're a little wary to do it by yourself, we have experts on board who will help you from downloading the Libby app all the way to checking out your first book.
So why do... I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nope, go ahead.
I was going to ask, why do something like this?
So, Overdrive, we're very lucky to have the partnership we have with our libraries. We're in about 96% of public libraries in the U.S. and Canada, and we have a widespread international market. But the digital bookmobile is our way of saying thank you. Libraries don't pay a dime for us to show up. This is our way of saying, like, you have built this fantastic digital collection for people, you know, that's available 24/7, anytime, anywhere. We want to make sure that everyone in your area knows about it and has all the tools they need to access it.
Joe, this is a question I'm sure you've gotten many times, but I'm going to ask you again. Are digital books going to eventually replace the traditional books that you and I would know about?
So I actually love that question because it comes from a good place. We are never trying to get rid of traditional books because without both forms of books, we wouldn't have libraries, and then we'd be out of a market. But I always explain it as we provide kind of a different way to look at lending. If J.K. Rowling put out a brand new book tomorrow, every library would snap up hundreds of copies to try to meet hold demands. And we offer models that instead of, you know, at the end of all of those cycling through, they're either tattered to pieces or they have too many to keep on the shelves and they have to sell in the friend's book sale for pretty cheap, they can just say to us, we want this amount of checkouts for 3 extra weeks, and it costs so much less than if they were to buy that many books. So we can save them money, we can save them space, so they don't have to expand, and all that can reinvest into buying other print books, programming, and a lot of other good things for the library.
So something like the digital bookmobile, this is more of an enhancement to what is already there.
Exactly. So the Libby app is 100% an enhancement to the service. It's just one of the many services that your library provides.
And Joe, all kidding aside, I was thinking about this pretty deeply this morning. And,
yeah.
You know, I look at it like this. Traditional books have been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. About 10 years worth of technology is not going to erase that. And I love technology. I read things off of the internet constantly all the time. But you know what? There are times when I prefer to hold that book in my hand, to look through it, and that's just not me talking. I ask this question for people of all ages. I do, because that question I asked you about this being a replacement, I'm sincerely interested in that, and people of all ages tell me the exact same thing. They love both, and even kids, even teenagers, some of them still love being traditional.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a homeowner, and one of the rooms in my house is a library. Books on shelves. Simple as that. Big comfy chair to read them in. For me, since I do travel with the bookmobile on occasion, it's great to not have to pack a couple books in my bag. You know, I have them on my phone, or I have the tablet that I'm already taking with me. I always look at it as it's absolutely an enhancement. It's also like an accessibility feature. If you have limited mobility or limited access to leaving your home to get to the library, you can still borrow library books. If the library's closed, you know, if your kid comes up to you and says, I have a book report due in like a day and a half, and I need to start reading, and the library's already closed, and Barnes & Noble is shut down for the day, you can always try Libby. And my other favorite feature is audiobooks. You know, I don't think I have a CD player anywhere, and I may have one in my car, but I don't know. But it gives me the chance to listen to my books as well anytime. So that's kind of how I bribe myself to clean the house.
You got it. Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, if you didn't have a library in your house, you'd be in trouble. I would just say that right now.
Absolutely.
That is the Digital Bookmobile. It is coming to the West River branch of the Elyria Public Library. That is tomorrow from 10 until 4. Joe, thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.